To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 9th of August, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, look what seems to be coming back in iOS 16. Well, that is if the beta has anything to say about it. It's the battery percentage meter. And boy, does it look ugly. Nope. It's not going to be the old percentage that we know and love on our old iOS. In iOS 16 beta, it simply just shows a number right inside the battery. Now, most of us iPhone users out there that have Face ID, that battery percentage meter has not been present on iPhones because of, well, lack of space. And since there's lack of space, they pretty much couldn't put it anywhere else. Now, yeah, we could see what the percentage was, but that would require swiping on iOS 15, and what's fun about that? At least now we can actually see the percentage and not just guess. And also, we'll be seeing changes in colors based on the status of the battery, and even the color of the iPhone's wallpaper. Now, if you don't like the new ugly percentage number in your battery there, it can be turned off, and it can be done in the battery section. And while the new battery percentage seems to be available on iPhones that have the notch, it doesn't seem to be an available option, say, on iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 13 mini, or even the iPhone 11. Now, currently, iOS 16 Beta 5, only available to developers out there. However, though, Apple should be releasing a public beta very soon. Ah, Instagram can be fun, but can be a pain in the butt when you got a really tall photo and you can't fit it into that square. Well, they may resolve that pretty soon. They're basically doing this so they can match its full screen reels. Now, according to Instagram CEO, it has been confirmed that they will begin testing an ultra tall 9x16 photos. Though that won't be starting today, it's starting in a week or two. Nothing was actually set in stone. Most people have found it frustrating. You can have tall videos, but you can't have tall photos. And what's fun about that when you have reels going? Apparently, Instagram also thought about it too and said, yeah, it doesn't look very good, does it? They've also probably taken a look at TikTok as well and saying, yeah, that's our main competitor right now. We should probably play catch up. Now, we do know Instagram is going for kind of a complete redesign, but they've put the brakes on that. Instead, the company wants to focus on full screen content and get everything nice and snappy for the end user before, I guess, they shake things up. Snapchat, yep, for the kids out there. Well, mainly anyways. Which has parents kind of concerned a lot of the times. Well, now there's a family center in Snapchat. And the family center is there so it can show their children's friends list to them. Yes, just launched the new parental control portal. Now will allow parents to keep an eye on their kids and who they're actually chatting with. Now, other than the friends list, they'll show who they've messaged in the last several days. However, though, it's not full of information. Parents can actually only see who their kids are chatting with. They can't actually see the conversation. Now, parents can actually report accounts they think might be violating Snapchat's rules, and they can do that right in the Family Center. But if you think parents have full control, yeah, think again. Family Center is actually completely voluntary, meaning, yes, your teen that you're trying to keep an eye on can actually leave that portal anytime they want. In fact, they'll actually be given the choice to accept or even ignore a parent's invitation to join. And obviously, whoever turns 18, the tool, yep, automatically removed. And finally, ever sent that text at the wrong time and said the wrong thing? Well, hopefully you did it in WhatsApp. And hopefully you can actually remove it within 2 days, not just 1 hour anymore. Yep, just a little extra time now to ponder just how stupid you were. They're giving users a little over 2 days after sending a message to delete it instead of just 1 hour. And you can actually start using this feature right now. Just open up your WhatsApp group or individual chat and where you sent the message or messages in case you were really stupid. All you have to do is then tap and hold the content you want to get rid of, click delete, and then select either delete for everyone or delete for me. More than likely, it's gonna be that delete for everybody. Now granted, you're gonna have to delete your message before the other party sees it, so it's nice you get 2 days, but chances are your other party, yeah, they won't give you 2 days. And it's best also that you're probably on an Android operating system, because as of now, iOS 16 beta, it actually only gives those current users 2 whole minutes to remove it. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find all the British Tech Network content over there at britishtechnetwork.com. It's there. You can subscribe to the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and of course, the News Show, too. Find us on our Facebook page, too. Give us a like there, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the News Show.